This is an erotic audio that contains adult material made by myself, Sunshine Corvair. I hope you enjoy it. So this is my first submission to Gone Wild Audio. First full submission, I should say. And I'm kind of nervous because I don't know what y'all are into. So I figured I'd start the best way and stay safe and just describe one of the fantasies that I have. I have always been attracted to men and women, and I have a special place in my heart and my pussy for couples that are really in together and in sync with one another. And it's always been a fantasy of mine to join a couple out in public. I'm a bit of an exhibitionist, I have to say, and I've always desired pleasing a man with his woman and almost competing to get them off faster than their spouse or their significant other. And honestly, it's a fucking turn on to see two people just get so horny for one another and to be able to play with that in both of them. So I've always had this fantasy that I'm at a club or a party and I find this incredibly attractive man. Just hits all my boxes on my fantasy roster. And then I notice he's got a ring on and think, I wonder if his lady is here. And sure enough, she'll come up and sit next to him or stand next to him and caress his hair or put her hand on the small of his back, telling the room that he belongs to her and she'll be just as beautiful. I have a thing for redheads, so I always imagine her with long red hair and freckles, curvy body with just a little bit of chub in the middle. It's my ideal. So these two, they're just beautiful, gorgeous people, and I'm enticed. And I try my best to flirt with them from across the room and tease and entice. So eventually I go over like the alpha female that I typically am, and I stand next to them at the bar, comment about his nice suit or her nice dress, and give them that devilish look of, we should get out of here and fuck. And everybody knows that look. It's a common one, so it doesn't take long for them to catch what I'm sending out. And sure enough, we'll either go to a side alley or maybe a quieter place of this party. I always like to imagine the bathroom because it's like you're on a time restraint. You can't be in there too long. You can't make too much noise because it echoes. And you really just have one goal, and that's to fuck. So we find a secluded bathroom. The three of us go in. And of course, they're always very nervous. I've been with a couple before, and they were both very nervous, not understanding how the dynamic works or who should go first. But I always know what to do. You start with the woman first. She's the harder one to seduce of the two, usually. Not to be offensive, but men are pretty easy when it comes to sex. You simply just have to graze against their cock and they're into it, most of the time. Women, on the other hand, you end up having to seduce from the inside out. They're always very shy when being touched by someone that's not their lover. And so I would start by just simply tracing my fingernails along her cheek or her jawline, going in for a quick kiss. Nothing with tongue yet, because you don't want to spook her. But just a nice peck on the lips. And then I'd probably trace my hands down her sides, maybe to her back, feeling for a zipper or a button, and knowing how to undress her. And then I'd pull away. I'd look her in the eyes to reassure her that I'm not there to make her feel unhappy or unsexy. And then I'd move on to her husband or her spouse. he'd be an easier target. With a man, you can use a tongue when you're strangers and you've just met. So I would put my hands through the side of his face, into the back of his hair. I'd pull him close to me and gently part his lips with my tongue and give him a very deep, passionate kiss. Instinctively, men put their hands around women, so he'd put his hands around my waist. I'd press into him, making him feel like he's just a million bucks and smart and sexy, which he would be. It's my fantasy. We'd kiss, and I'd feel his cock get hard in his pants. I'd press it against my thighs, knowing that I would get it soon. I'd pull away, and I'd drag my hands down his chest to his belt, and I'd start to unbuckle him. I'd look over to his girl and make sure she was paying attention and that she wanted this as much as I did. Hopefully, she'd start helping and put her hands on his waist to get his cock out. But if not, I'd take one of her hands and put it there, as if to say, "Help me undress your man, because we're going to fuck him." Sure enough, his pants would come down, and his cock would be exposed, and it would be hard as a fucking rock. I'd get on my knees, slobber my lips, and press them against the underside of his cock. I'd lick from the base of his penis all the way to the top, and probably swirl my tongue on the head. I have a thing for uncircumcised men, so I always imagine him uncircumcised. I'd pull his foreskin back, lick the head of his cock, pull his foreskin forward, and suck on the edge. I'd also kiss and fondle his balls at the same time. I'd look up to see them both kissing, touching one another, his hand on her breasts, her hands on his chest, or in his hair. And it would always turn me on because I love when people are in sync with one another, like I said. I'd suck his cock faster. I'd make that my bitch. And then I'd probably put my hands on her calf and go up her legs. If I was daring enough, I'd probably slip my fingers over her panties, if she was wearing any. And I'd make her feel so good while she was making out with her guy. I'm sure that I'd probably get too handsy with her. And while I was sucking him off, I'd start to play with the inside of her pussy underneath her panties. I'd feel how wet she was getting, her tongue in her lover's mouth and my fingers in her pussy. It's always a turn on to tease one and the other. I noticed he was starting to get even more insatiable, moaning, pleasing, all of the sensation. And I'd stop sucking his dick, and I'd focus on her. I'd stand up, look her in the face, and then I would kiss her really passionately. I'd put my tongue inside her mouth and play with her tongue and her lips. I'd put my hands in her hair and control her face. I'd press my body into hers, my thigh rubbing between her legs. I'd move her so that her ass was in her man's cock, rubbing him while I was kissing her. I'd play with her breasts, and then I would expose them, taking her dress down, making her feel like she was being used by two people. Most of the time, men, obviously, press their cock into their lady. So sure enough, her lover would find her sweet spot. He'd enter her and she'd moan into my mouth. By this time, she would hopefully undress me, but if not, I'd give her the gentle help of taking my dress off. I'd make her mine. I'd kiss her on her face, her neck, her breasts. And then I'd have her kiss me on my breasts and suck on my tits. I love having my nipples sucked lightly. I'm not into that hard shit, at least not now. I'd tell her she feels amazing and she's beautiful. And I love fucking her and her boyfriend for her husband. And while she was sucking on my tits, I'd make eye contact with her man while he's bucking her. I'd tell him to slow down because I don't want her to come yet. He would oblige and stop. I would hike up my skirt, pull my panties to the side, and tell her to eat me out. Of course, she'd give me that look of, excuse me? But I'd reassure her and say, no, no, it's what you want, I promise. I'd spread my legs, put my hand down between my thighs, and show them both my cute pink pussy. It's that really nice pink color where it's sort of like a pastel pink. I am a white girl, actually, so it's a nice, lovely color and has a little hint of dark pink, almost violet, almost like a Merlot color. I'd start to finger myself, playing with my clit, playing with my pussy in front of her. I'd tell her that it feels amazing and it tastes just as good. I take my hand out of my pussy and offer my fingers to her lips. Entranced and enthralled, she would part them and I'd place my fingers on the inside of her tongue, against it, letting her taste and suck on my fingers as I slowly pulled them out of her mouth. Then I'd move her face to my cunt and tell her to lick and she'd start. Her tongue would feel amazing. I'd tell her boyfriend or husband to start fucking again, to watch me as I came inside his girl's mouth. He'd be into it, obviously. So there she'd be, being fucked by her lover from behind and eating my cunt. It's delicious, isn't it? Oh, but I wouldn't want to just give up that way. I'd come in her mouth, my cunt juice dripping down her face, making a mess of her lipstick. And then I'd pull her away. Her boyfriend would come in her as well, because that's the end result, right? He'd come, his cock dropping, needing time to readjust. But I'd stand her up. I'd get on my knees in front of her, and I would eat his cum from her cunt. I would lick between her thighs, getting every drip and drop of their sweetness. I'd put my tongue against her clit, sucking and flicking, and then I'd dip it inside her, making out with her pussy, my big lips against her lips. I look up and see her enjoying her next orgasm. I put my hands on her breasts and pinch her nipples. I'd see her man take her from behind, pressing himself against her, kissing her neck, having her enjoy being ravaged by two people. And then I'd make her come again. I'd finger fuck her, lick her cunt, play with her asshole all at the same time. Sensory overload. It would be amazing. And then her man would be ready for round two. But he doesn't get to fuck her. He gets to fuck me. I'd wait for her orgasm to subside. And then I'd move her out of the way. I would straddle her man with my leg up on the bathroom sink. And his cock right on the outside of my pussy. I'd tell him to enter me, and he would. Fuck. I'd moan as he did, his fullness just enveloping my pussy, making me feel amazing. He'd start to thrust and fuck me, and I'd grind my hips against his hips. And his lady would be in the back, masturbating, watching what we're doing. Watching her man fuck another woman in front of her. And there's nothing she could do about it. I'd keep on eye contact with him. I'd match his moan for my moan. I'd thrust my hips against him, grinding so that my cunt is completely satisfied. Clit and vagina all in one. I'd fuck him until he was ready to come. And then I'd have him come inside me. That is one of my kinks that I completely enjoy. It feels so dirty and so primal. No need to be safe, at least not right now. He'd come, and I could feel it flood my pussy and my thighs. I'd slide off of him, my cunt wet, his cock wet, her cunt wet. All three of us would look at each other. We'd give each other a quick kiss. And then I would probably leave them there. Because after all, it's just a fling. It means nothing. But they'll always have a nice story to masturbate to.